Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Voice Rising. I am joined in studio today with me, a very prominent figure of the Brazilian artistic cultural scene, musician, composer, producer, and actor. And his name is Rica Gomes. Welcome, Rica, to the show.
Hi, Kara. Very well to be with you, and very nice to be invited to this wonderful show. This is a new thing in the waves of the radio and the internet. We can talk about these issues, very important at this moment.
Very important, Rica. The first thing that is on my mind and in my heart is that you are a Brazilian artist and an activist. The Brazilian culture is one of the world's most diverse and varied. And in the moment, we have also record-breaking fires in the Amazon rainforest, an ecosystem for which the whole world depends. I am sure your heart must be hurting. What is your view on what is happening in your homelands? And how does this reflect to to what's happening globally and also to each and every one of us as instruments, as artists in the world?
This is terrible. There was some burning fires around the world, but here it was something that I'm sad to talk about this, because the government has give the power for the people who want to put fire on the forest.
Yeah.
And they are given privileges to the people who want to burn the forest to make cattle.
Yeah.
To plant soybean and to make the pasture for cattle. This is so sad, because they don't know. They are ignorant about the richness that is inside the forest. We use here some medicine from the forest.
Right.
That there is no pharmaceutical industry that have this medicine. And these medicines are being burned. Have here some that we call it. Let me find the words. Biopiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about it?
Yeah, I'm assuming you're. It's yes. It's when companies.
Industry?
Yeah.
Yes.
They come and patent. And take the plants of the rainforest and sell it for their own discovery.
Yes.
Yes.
Then they have the resistors for this, and people don't search for this medicine anymore. And we have lots of medicine inside the rainforests, lots of things for discovery already that people have no access. I am using right now essence for a tree, an essence for a tree, from a tree, which is called copaiba. Copaiba. It is a wonderful medicine, and I want to recommend for you, because this is for the throat too.
Ah.
When I sing too much, when I have some sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the sore throat, yeah. For the vocal strings, to recover the vocal strings when you force or when you have some flu, and we did some too much effort with the throat, with the vocal strings, you can use some drops of this medicine. And in another day, you were very, very okay.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
This essence recover, accelerate the recover of the tissues. Can you understand?
That's wonderful. Yeah.
This is a wonderful medicine for singers. And for another kind of, if you have some damage in your skin, you hurt, it's bleeding, you put some drops there. In another day, you have a fantastic recovery.
Amazing. Hika, you are an artist, you're an actor, you are a singer, you're a composer, you're a producer, so you understand the importance of having a strong, flexible body and a body that's connected to emotions and to your spirit. You're very at home in your body. And you talk about the body being a resounding organism. Your body has an environment within and without. Talk to us a little bit more about this word, the resounding organism. And also, if we're looking at climate crisis and creativity, is it that we as a humanity have forgotten to nurture our own instrument, our own organism, that we are literally disconnected from our environment, and this causes such ignorance?
Yes. I think so. We are part of the nature. I am giving classes for children, music classes, and the children have no idea that they are part of the nature. This was not taught for them. We think we are a part of the nature. Very few people think we are part of the nature. For start this issue, we walk with shoes. The shoes create some disconnection from the magnetic fields of the earth. Then we start to miss the connection with the magnetic fields of the earth.
Right.
Then we can start to make an idea, a wrong idea, that we are not part of the nature. I saw one documentary film, which is called Grounded, which I recommend to everyone. Because the director made some experience, which is he took flowers and flowers for decoration, and put in a bottle with water, and another with the same with in a bottle with water, but with a cable inside of the water connected to the ground. The first one died. The second one, with the cable, start to sprout.
Wow!
This proves that we need to get in connection with, in a physical way, with the earth to participate of the strings of the magnetic fields. All animals have a sense of direction or a sense of follow the strings of the magnetic fields, but we don't have this anymore. The Indian people, they have this, the shamanic procedures are connected to the ground. They have a wisdom that we lose. Because we are not having this connection to the ground, so we recommend this documentary because it's a part of aware that we have to connect to the ground to feel participating of the magic mystery of life, which includes the connection with the magnetic fields and sense these magnetic fields and participate of life in a way that you are not having.
Yeah, there are many studies about that many of the health issues came up after the tennis shoes and after we lost the connection to the earth. What do you suggest for the people like me, where it's not so warm in the winter time, how can we have a protection of our feet when it's cold outside and still be connected to the magnetic?
You have this problem, but we can observe the nature. We don't have this problem because you have no snow here, but the animals in your area have the their own procedures. If we observe the nature, we can have something.
Yeah.
But we can pass all the winter with your shoes hot, with your feet hot. But in the springtime, you can take back to the ground. And the winter in the summer, take back to the ground. If you have only the winter a part of the ground, you won't lose the connection.
Yeah, I mean, I walk barefoot all the time, so you're talking to the right person. I'm barefoot all the time when I work, all the time. I walk all the time. Whenever I find a forest, I take off my shoes. And I agree with you. Yeah. So what was one of your most difficult obstacles for you as an artist in the business of theater and music to stay in alignment with your instrument? Did you have any struggles?
Yes, this is connected with your first answer. You ask about the resounding organism.
Mm-hmm.
This was an exercise that I found in a book called Music and Psyche by James Stewart. Do you know this book?
I don't know, but I would love to read.
Well, I find this book in the 80s. And this became a foundation for my my construction, my own construction of myself as an artist. There was an exercise there that connects the sound and the sound and the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Can you understand?
Yes, of course. The sound and, I mean, for let me just say, for people out there that might not know what chakras are, they're energy centers of the body. And many people, there are many, many chakras in our body, but many people work with the root chakra at the base of our spine and then throughout the body, heart chakra, throat chakra, and all the way up.
Yeah.
Okay, now continue. Yes.
Well, the recommendation is to do a scale with five notes, starting for the lower tune that you can sing in a relaxed way, and make a scale with five notes, connecting to the five chakras. The basic chakras, the chakra of the solar plex, and the heart chakra, and the throat chakra, and the frontal chakra. These five notes you can resonate how do you wish to do. And resonate one note first, like with a vocal, like, ooh. For the chakra, basic chakra, ooh, ooh, ooh. For the second chakra, oh, the solar plex, oh, in one tone higher. So, for the heart chakra. E for the throat chakra, and E for the throat chakra, and E for the throat chakra.
A for the throat, and E for the third eye.
E
right?
For the frontal chakra.
Right.
Yes. If you control.
So he can keep that. We're going to keep the people excited about this learning. We're going to take a small break. In 1 or 2 minutes, we're going to be back and explore more about tonal sounding, chakra sounds, and this beautiful method with Hike Gomez.
Okay.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Conflict comes in many forms and often triggers a fight or flight response. Some of us gravitate toward conflict, while many will stop at little to nothing to avoid it. Unfortunately, what we resist will persist, which often forces us to face our fear and deal with it head on. Join me during my show, Conflict Rising, as I discuss the important role of conflict with leaders who have moved through it successfully. Tune in Thursdays at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, it's always darkest before the dawn.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com. and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I am Kara Johnstad. You are listening to Voice Rising. And today in the studio, I'm with Brazilian musician, composer, producer, actor, and activist Rica Gomez. And we were just talking about the resounding cavities of our body and how we can awaken consciousness into our body using chakra tones. So, Rica, let me see if I understood this right. The first thing we do is we try to feel and experience the lowest tone. So for me, this would be, oh, right? And then you talked about ooh, ooh, and then, oh, ah,
That's right.
Yes?
That's right.
Okay.
It's scaled with five notes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does it matter if it's a major scale or a pentatonic scale, or does it matter the intervals?
The recommendation in the book is one tone and a half tone in the throat. Yeah, I recommend this book because people can have an entire instruction.
Understanding.
Here we are just talking about how it functions. So,
right. So you worked with this. You found this in the 80s. You're an actor, you're a musician, you're a composer, and it changed the way you approached your art.
Completely changed, because it gave me parameters about how I can resonate and how this can put me in contact with my own consciousness. Because it is a meditation, you are meditating with sound and breathing. And the sound and the breathing is the first thing of we do when we're born. The first thing is breathe. The second is to resonate, to cry. Yes. It was so important for me, and it changes the way I resonate. And I do these exercises nowadays. It's about 35 years I'm resonating this way. And there is a myth here in the rainforest among the tribes, which is called Wakti. Have you heard about it?
No, I haven't. Explain it.
The Wakti, it is the primordial musician from the tribes. He has holes in his body. Can you see the connection with the culture of the Oriental cultures? Among the tribes, they have this story. There was a man who has holes in the body, and the wind creates sounds in him. This was a primordial myth of the musician, because the musician can resonate through his holes, which I connected his holes in this indigenous story with the chakras. So the magnetic fields can can make some kind of sound through the chakras. And we, when we resonate thinking of this, the chakras, we can make a work to improve the functions of these chakras. And we are discovering resonances through the body. So the cavities of the body can resonate too. You can feel with the exercises, you can feel more and more. Nowadays, I can feel my legs vibrating when I sing. Mm-hmm. I can feel my arms vibrating, because we are like drums. Our skin is like the skin of the drums. You know, mm-hmm. when you resonate, mm-hmm. the skin vibrate, and so the head. That there's a lot of cavities on the head. There's a lot of cavities on the chest, and
right.
near the stomach and the legs. All of these, you can transform yourself in a resounding organism. And this resounding organism can achieve the consciousness.
Yes.
So all is about the consciousness. You are more conscious about how the sound can resonate. And you when you resonate as a resounding organism, you can cause an impact on your environment and your relationships. The people can start to perceive that you resound different,
they feel your frequency, right? They feel your harmony, also your inner harmony.
Yes, absolutely. They feel your frequencies that you not usually are resonating. So the people think, well, this guy sounds different.
Mm-hmm.
What curiosity can he add to my life? And we can add curiosities and experiences with everybody. It's been wonderful opportunity right now to speak about this.
Yeah, it's a very important area. It's an area that the shamans knew about for many thousands of years, and we are simply starting to discover sound healing, using it also to cure very complex diseases. I love the picture of Wati. Because I often tell my clients, stop thinking you're breathing in through your mouth and nose and start breathing in through all the holes in your body, your skin, right? Your feet, your skin, like that you receive the air not only through your face, your mouth, your nose, you know? I think people forget that the organ of the skin is also there for breathing. And the idea that somebody has holes is very receptive to receive the environment and then to integrate it into our experience and then our inner experience to give it back to the environment. And there we have a communication with the universe or the forest or our family that is much more direct.
Yes, absolutely. Voice rising. This is the time for voice rising.
This is the time for voice rising. And also, I struggled with naming the show. And I will tell you why. Because I know as a voice, as somebody who works with a lot of voices, as a voice expert, that the voices are rising and it's very important, but it's also important that we embody sound, that we embody harmony, that we don't think of transcendence, but we really are walking on the earth with these instruments that we have been given, these vertical alignments of heaven to earth connection. And but I see everywhere in the movement for climate justice, for social justice, we have been silenced a long time, and it's very, very important that people open the channel of the voice channel and also the creative channel to be able to move and change the narrative that we've been told, and really to take back the power.
Yes, absolutely. We became emotional, including with Greta Thunberg speech, and coming from a teenager with that strength, we are amazed with that, and we started to speak to children about their role. These are the people who can change the things.
Yes,
I think it's amazing. And what you're talking about your procedures, and we can see that consciousness is a sharing area. It's a sharing field, because when you achieve consciousness about some kind of issues, and I achieve this consciousness too, this is not my consciousness or your consciousness. This is a field of consciousness that we are sharing.
Right.
So we as humankind, we are achieving a field of consciousness that we are sharing global.
Right.
When the teenager like the Greta came with this message, she is bringing for us the emergency that we are not aware. But now we are sharing the consciousness of the emergency with her and with lots of people that can achieve this field of consciousness.
And this goes back to resonance, because we know as musicians that something only resonates if there's already a receptivity to receive the vibration, right? If we have the guitar string, it only starts to resonate, the wood, if it's in harmony, if it starts to be sympathetic to the other, example, the string. And what Greta has done, which I think is so powerful, and many other children activists and other activists before them that have been working for many years, of course, before Greta, what they're doing is somehow the seeds have been planted. The seeds were planted in the 60s. The seeds were planted in, seeds are being planted for consciousness, and suddenly the resonance is there. Suddenly it's time. It's an emerging time. It's an emergency and also an emerging time. And what's so powerful is that voice, this is what I so much love about consciousness and voice. Voice is diverse and voice is unity consciousness. Voice, we can have many, many different voices, and yet we can also say in one voice, heal planet Earth. We can bring our voices together as one if we want. And it has a laser, it has the ability to really, really shift the intention and the frequency of the planet and reach sometimes the very deaf ears of people that are only looking out for the corporate machinery and greed, right? And there's nothing like that. I mean, painting, it's difficult to put two paintings on top of each other. Sculpture is also difficult, but the voice, we can sing at the same time, we can chant at the same time, and that together with our heart and our clear vision is very powerful medicine.
Yes, Absolutely. And in a way, you can see when this events happens, like Greta is speaking, it is the mother nature which is speaking to Greta. And the another side of the mother nature, which is sleeping, had to wake up. It is difficult, but because the ignorance of the people, there are people now making a joke about her speech, calling her that he had some she's sick or this.
I was very emotionally touched by her speech, and also by everybody working in this direction. And I was very appalled. I was very shocked by the hatred that she received after this speech.
Yes.
I was very shocked.
And unfortunately, our president of at this time, the Brazilian president of this this time, it is against this speech. He gave an speech on UNA, absolutely lying, because we here are following his statements daily. And he spoke that before he was elected, he spoke that he would fight against the Indian lands. There are recordings. He was talking about there are no centimeter land for indigenous people. He promised it. And he's doing it. He's doing it. He authorized. There are records. There are proof that he authorized people take fire on the forest. He thinks this is not important. He thinks like Trump that the climate change is a threat. Is a lie.
Well, I'm sure he
is now showing itself. And this is a lesson. We are seeing what is ignorance in the power.
And how can the people take back the power, or more conscious people take back the power? Let's say this. We're going to take a small break, Kika, and we're going to be back and talk more about resounding organism, sound consciousness, healing, and what we can do.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I am Kara Johnstad. You're listening to Voice Rising. And today in the studio, I have with me the Brazilian musician, composer, producer, actor, and activist, Rica Gomes. So, Rica, we were talking about this very big shift that is happening on the planet at this time, an awareness for very important environmental issues. At times, an ignorance from the political machinery for the importance of our environment. I want to explore with you in the time we have left a little bit about, talk about creative activism, conscious listening, and what role creativity and art plays as a form of political expression under difficult or oppressive conditions. I think you, as an actor and as a composer, you understand very much how can we use creativity and art forms to voice in times of political oppression or as a tool for political expression. Shall we dance on this in this topic?
Yes. Well, here is being difficult times because people are divided, as
yes.
in the whole world. We are. I think that the shift of the poles make the poles and the opinion, a public opinion, to be more obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a polarization of the opinions, and people are divided, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when we tried to speak something or sing songs that talk about justice, we are misinterpreted, and people think that we are left. We have a leftist opinion, and
mm-hmm.
so we can be more subtle,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
We are trying to be more subtle on the shows to bring our messages through the music and just resonating as we usually do. People
yes.
can feel our resounding bodies, and we can share harmonies about our resonating body, our
mm-hmm.
resounding body. And then this is cool because people know me about my opinions here, but I don't suffer oppression.
Mm-hmm.
Or prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
People came to my shows and they hear the songs. The songs are not offensive to their opinion, but there are some parts of the message they cannot deny. So they leave the show with the seed. The seeds are always being planted.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, the seed of consciousness will show the sprout.
Yeah.
And then we cannot fight. We cannot. We don't need to be aggressive. We don't need to be very oppressive for the opinion of the another. We can respect. They can call me ignorant, but I can say we must respect the ignorance of the another that have another opinion.
Of course.
Opinion that they are bringing dark times for us, because mm-hmm. the growth of the economy has nothing to do with the progress.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The progress, if you don't include the growth of the consciousness, the progress have no meaning as a society, as as a comfort, as this bubble of artificialities that we created, which is cool, we know, which is very good, which is comfortable, but we are getting more a part of the nature of the truth that we are nature. We are
yes.
the cells, the very cells that we are in our bodies are the mother nature. We have to speak with this for the children, because they have to grow with this kind of consciousness.
I mean, we know that in small places, people returning to slower, you know, they call it in America the slow food instead of the fast food, you know, trying to come back to nature and buy, you know, a salad instead of a McDonald's burger, whatever it is. I think people forget, though, that we also are, like you said, through the arts, through music, that everything we speak and everything we listen to in music is going directly into our bodies. We are planting the seeds. So if you choose salad and carrots and good things, then why are we letting the television run 24 hours a day without really consciously even listening, but feeding our body with that tension, right? And I think that, you know, you talk a lot, which I really love, about conscious listening, and also about getting out of divisiveness and polarities. And yes, why not use more subtle energy so that we can, first of all, come together and relax together, eat together, watch theater together, breathe together, love together, and then the next steps can be taken place.
Yes. And the another polarity of singing is listening, as you mm-hmm. as you said right now, the conscious listening. Listen to music is something that we it's not a procedure that the people are doing anymore. Stopped to listen music.
Mm-hmm.
To put music and close eyes and listen with consciousness. And
mm-hmm.
dive into a symphony and to a concert, into a violin concert or another instrument. Listen with consciousness is different than listen with the ears. The ears are
yes.
an instrument to resound inside our heads what we are listening. But listen with consciousness is to dive into the music. And I have I discovered two scientists recently that I used to speak about them, which is James Hameroff,
mm-hmm.
and Robert Penrose, Roger Penrose,
mm-hmm.
Roger Penrose. These two scientists, they are sharing new discoveries about consciousness. They are saying that inside the cells, inside the mitochondria, is this the word that you use, mitochondria?
Yes, mitochondria. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yes.
Inside
we use
the
this.
Cells,
yes.
There are microtubules with
mm-hmm.
light, which they suspect that there are consciousness. they speak about the very first cellular, only cellular animal that start to reproduce themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There are consciousness there because he starts to reproduce himself as something like a conscious reproduction. There mm-hmm. are animals, unicellular, you can call it unicellular,
mm-hmm.
one cell.
Yeah.
And they make sex. They make sex. And they mm-hmm. reproduce themselves. There mm-hmm. are a drop of consciousness there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the whole creation with the multi-diversity with beings and plants and all this conscious. All of this creations is conscious. So all is about consciousness. How wonderful a radio dedicated for the consciousness. How wonderful is this in our
yes.
time?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, Om Times Radio. Om Times Radio is really dedicated to, consciousness, conscious radio, and this show is especially dedicated to the many layers of voice and sound and vibration. I think most people do not realize the many layers from the inner thoughts, the listening, conscious listening, the dream state, speaking, writing, singing, that we are, we are resounding organisms. We have frequencies. We have every organ has a pulsation and frequency. Our heart is beating like a drum. You said it very beautifully. The skin can vibrate like a drum skin. And I think most people don't realize that they are instruments also of consciousness, that we have that ability to be really blissful, vibrant, full of love, and have a beautiful time on the earth. We don't have to be so destructive, right? We don't have to. We are conditioned to hate, but we don't. Our natural being is love and music, story. Yeah.
Yes, you see in the ancient times on the earth, what kind of being were the inhabitants, the dinosaurs, mm-hmm. the T-Rex dinosaurs? They are very destructive beings. Mm-hmm. They were very hungry. They are all is about the destruct one another, the mm-hmm. eat one another. We have eating beings today too, but there is a trace of our nature. We are going ahead. We can become more subtle beings, and we have this kind of technology to use for good of the humankind. We are talking. You are in Berlin.
Yes,
that's right.
Correct. Berlin, Germany.
Om
Times Radio. We are global. Yes.
We're global.
I'm in Berlin. The studio is on the East Coast, America, and you are in Brazil. This is a global mind, global heart adventure.
Yes. So this is wonderful. They achieve this. This point of the humankind that we can speak global and people are hearing and sharing this kind of consciousness. This is magnificent.
Exactly. Hika, let me ask you if you could say one thing about the voice itself that you have discovered as an artist before we go, that you would like everybody else to know, what would it be?
Well, the voice is the first connection with the consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that are mute, but they cannot speak, and they have consciousness too, and they can achieve higher levels of consciousness. But they are considered deficients, no?
Mm-hmm.
And then we are usually use... they use signs as a substitute of the voice.
Mm-hmm.
So the voice are our consciousness, our connection with the consciousness. And all is about the consciousness. The religions are even the religions that are limited in this wisdom are getting
are using the voice.
The concept of the omniconscious.
Yes.
All is about consciousness. Speaking about God is like speaking about someone omniconscious, that is whole consciousness.
So beautiful, Hika.
What?
Yeah. Say one last sentence and then we're going to close the show. The consciousness
okay.
is, yeah?
The consciousness
it's been
is, God.
What?
Is God.
Yeah, consciousness is God. Thank you so much, Hika, for being on the show. You are a role model for so many. Thank you for your service to all the people watching your shows and the children learning from you. I hope to have you back again soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
And music too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.